With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordering the Justice Department to proceed with the probe into the Trump-Russia investigation. That follows the release of documents that discredit the inquiry that found Moscow interfered in the 2016 election. Correspondent Ken Lorman adds it's also not clear what precise claims of misconduct might form the basis of criminal charges.
Bondi has directed a prosecutor to present evidence to a grand jury after referrals from the Trump administration's top intelligence official. It's not clear which former officials might be the target of any grand jury activity, where the grand jury that might ultimately hear evidence will be located, or which prosecutors, whether career employees or political appointees, might be involved in pursuing the investigation.
U.S. visa seekers might have to put up a little money in the near future.
The State Department is proposing requiring applicants for business and tourist visas to post a bond of up to $15,000 to apply to enter the United States. The department says it will start a 12-month pilot program for countries deemed to have a high overstay rate and deficient internal document security controls. The proposed program would begin in just a little over 2 weeks. Affected countries will be listed once the program actually takes effect. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Well, a strike by thousands of Boeing workers at three different U.S. plants, primarily in the Midwest. That strike involves some 3,200 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. It comes as Boeing attempts to resuscitate its reputation. The company's been rocked by fatal crashes and a number of investigations. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors are having problems.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, 65% of evangelical Protestant clergymen say they feel that they must be on call 24 hours a day for members of their congregations. 63% of mainline Protestant leaders agree, and amongst black Protestant pastors, 76% say this is so. The Lifeway study also reveals that between 20 and 25% of clergymen say their congregations have unrealistic expectations of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, numerous elite universities have made deals with the Trump administration offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools like Columbia and Brown reaching agreements to resolve federal investigations into campus anti-Semitism. Also under investigation, in many cases, DEI programs and the promotion of LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. The death count in Florida is rising. A third child has now died 1 week after that boat collision near Miami. Correspondent Julie Walker has an update.
A 10-year-old girl who was in critical condition after a barge collided with a sailboat in Miami last week died Sunday, according to the Coast Guard. A tugboat was pushing the barge in Biscayne Bay last Monday when it collided with a summer camp sailboat carrying five students and a 19-year-old instructor from the Miami Yacht Club. All ended up in the water. A 7-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl drowned and were pronounced dead that day. Officials did not immediately identify any of the victims or release a cause for the crash. Salvage operations begin Tuesday. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.